The Carle Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carle Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
It's 8:50, and joining us now for the pre-opening commodity market report, our Director of Agricultural Programming, Dave Dickey. Morning, Dave.
Good morning, Jay, and good Thursday morning, everyone. The U.S. Midwest direct hog markets today are called mostly steady in the west and flat to weak in the east. Terminals called mostly steady, top prices from $45 to $50. Peoria called steady today, with a top price of $45. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Wednesday, July 5th, voluntarily reported negotiated swine purchases were 10,208. For the base market hog on 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $64 to $71.01. The weighted average, $69.83, a loss of $1.02 from Monday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $49.67 to $58.25, and the weighted average was $53.99. For the Western Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were at 12,636. The base price range was $62 to $72. The weighted average, $68.72, a gain of 11 cents from Monday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $47.50 to $52.23. The weighted average was 50.63.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 85 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. And Ed, it looks like those models continue to flip-flop.
They certainly do change from one run to the next. And by the way, just to give a little background on the models, there are several that meteorologists look at. The American Global Forecast System model, which is really the only American model we could look at going out a couple of weeks, is issued four times a day, and the two big changes on that model are with output that comes out around 10 to 11 o'clock at night and again around 10 to 11 o'clock in the morning or thereabouts. And there are some other models that are shorter range that go out about three and a half days that we can look at for the short-term weather. The European model comes out generally just twice. Well, it does come out just twice a day, and usually the data lags a little bit on that one. And then there are a couple other models, a Canadian model that goes out several days, and we also have the Navy NOGAPS model that goes out a few days. But really, many of the traders and meteorologists that look at this look at the American and European models, and the American model comes out a little quicker and a little more often. Every 6 hours, we get new updates from that. And the big trend has not really changed at all. We have a ridge of high pressure, which right now is centered over the western U.S., keeping it hot and dry out west. And the dip in the jet stream has now got us into a cooler, less humid weather pattern over the Midwest, so no heat stress to speak of. Now, that ridge at times tries to build a little farther east, and then it usually, or at least of late, is then retreated back to the west. It looks like it's going to make a little bit of a march to the east during the middle to latter part of next week, and with that, we could turn a little bit hotter next week. Toward the middle to latter part of next week, and we could have high temperatures around here around 90. Bottom line is, though, I'm not looking over the next week and a half or so at any heat stress of any great significance over the Corn Belt. The only exception might be some of the far western areas turning a little bit too hot with temperatures getting well into the 90s. But I think the first thing we can eliminate in the forecast over the next 10 days is heat stress. And certainly over the next few days, we're going to have highs only in the 80s around here, some 70s up near the Great Lakes, and morning low temperatures again tomorrow morning will mostly be in the 50s in rural areas, and then slowly creeping up into the low to middle 60s. So pleasant weather for crop development in terms of temperature. Now, the big question is moisture. There are still some dry pockets. One is in central into parts of south central Iowa. The other dry pocket is in parts of central Illinois along the I-72 corridor. Dry weather is expected in Illinois, at least that part of Illinois, through Sunday. Showers and thunderstorms become a better possibility early next week. And the problem with the long-range forecast is where will clusters of thunderstorms form? Because I think once we get into next week, there will be rain, but some areas will get more than others. And some rain could develop out west even during the course of this weekend. Again, the location is a little hard to pinpoint, but it does look like there's going to be some showers and thunderstorms. And has been, and as we've observed over the last few weeks, we'll continue to observe the best chance of rain coming on the edge of the hot dome. The hot dome of air, which is now centered over the western U.S. We were on the edge of it around the 3rd and 4th of July, and that's when the showers and thunderstorms move through the area. Now the cool air is pushed in. Showers and thunderstorms have been sent well to the south and west. As that hot dome starts to expand, we'll get into the area of the transition zone and the better chance of showers and thunderstorms again that coming early next week. And that's going to be the most important factor for traders to watch as we go into next week. When and where is it going to rain? Because we are going into the pollination stage. Rain is going to be very important here over the next few weeks across the Midwest Corn Belt. And because it's going to be dry in many areas over the next several days, rainfall will be very important next week. And again, right now, it looks like there will be rain. There will be generalized rain, but the heavier rains will come from just some clusters of thunderstorms, and it's still too early to tell where exactly they will go. We can tell you this, though. The spring wheat belt's looking like it's going to have some trouble. Some showers are in northeastern Montana heading into the Dakotas right now, but they're not heavy, and it looks like hot and dry weather will be setting up there as we go into the weekend. So that's an area to watch as far as potential crop problems. That's the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Keezer.
Agricultural information on AM 580 is made possible with support from Lincoln Land Agri Energy in Palestine, Illinois, producing a renewable fuel with corn bought directly from the farmer. More information at 800-586-2321 or online at lincolnlandagrienergy.com.
In the Wednesday overnight trading session, Kansas City's September wheat opened at 520.5, down 1.75 last trade down 3. December, 532, down 1.25 last trade down 2.75. September wheat at the Board of Trade opened at 405.5, up 3/4 last trade down 1.25. December, 423, unchanged last trade down 2.75. July corn opened at 240, up a half last trade up a half. September, 249.25, down 0.25 last trade up 1.75. December, 264.5, unchanged last trade up 2. Redline July, 292.75, down 0.25 last trade up 1.5. July beans open at 594.25, down 0.25 last trade up 2.75. Noves at 620.75, down 0.25 last trade unchanged. March, 638, up a half last trade up a half. July soybean meal opened at 173.70, up 30 last trade up 30. August soybean oil opened at 26.45, unchanged last trade down 11. Joining us on the phone now to talk about the markets is Ellen Dearden of AgriView in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen. Good
morning, Dave.
Well, the forecasts continue to flip and flop, and are a little bit more drier put into the forecast this morning. Does that mean a little bit firmer tone on the open?
I think we'll be steady, maybe a penny better on the corn. We are certainly, you're saying, flipping around with this weather. It seems like the weather forecast changed at least once yesterday and maybe twice yesterday during the session. Increased rain chances is what people want to believe, but the light volume, too, is magnifying these moves that's coming this week. Probably going to remain light volume into the end of the week. Crop ratings, pretty normal, but we need big crops with a strong demand, and so this pollination time period is going to be very critical.
Export inspections this morning, usually on Monday, delayed today because of the holiday and snafus at USDA. What are the trade expecting?
Don't know, Dave. Haven't really looked that up. I don't think it's going to be a big factor. Exports this time of year have to be pretty big to catch anybody's attention.
Did the reports of Chinese imports of corn catch traders' attention yesterday?
I think it did. It certainly put the low in the market for a little bit. I think that that's got to continue. We've got to see some talk there.
What about over on the soy side today?
Steady maybe as much as two better. Funds are still sellers here. There's a little bit of talk about expectations of a seasonal top the first week or two of July. I don't see this bean market's going to fall apart, but I do think we're probably still in a little trading range. November beans up around 6:30 just kind of says sell me, and down around $6, it looks like a buying opportunity. So a little sideways in here probably.
Minneapolis wheat new contract highs yesterday helped pull up Kansas City and keep the Chicago from dropping all that much. More of the same today?
Yeah, probably up one, down one type of a market. The whole scenario on the short crop is centered on the spring wheat, the Minneapolis-type wheat, especially the Durham crop, especially short. And the hot, rather dry weather for the northern plains, just keeping a floor under this market.
Thank you very much, Ellen. Ellen Dearden of AgriView in Morton, Illinois. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois.